Today is April 25th. Welcome on into Daily Cards Live here on ClaibsOnline.com, brought to you by Royal Banks of Missouri and Munganass St. Louis Acura. I'm Joe Roderick, joined alongside by Bob Ramsey and Rammer. The Cardinals off today as they make their way out to New York for a weekend series against the Mets, ending on a high note, winning 2 out of 3 against the Diamondbacks. And it looked rough on a Wednesday afternoon, but the offense finally came through on Jordan Montgomery and put up a few runs on the board to back an outstanding outing by Kyle Gibson.
You know, isn't it funny how we can let one horrific game sort of taint the whole deal? And even on Wednesday, we're kind of, well, okay, you got that win, but you won a series against a good club. And just that one horrific game, it's just one game. A win is one win, a loss is one loss, and you move on. And so I think, you know, the Cardinals recovered nicely and finally got things going. You know, it's when you can see what Mason Wynn can do. And while, yeah, we're disappointed that Scott and Walker had to go back down, but when you see what Wynn's doing and really being not just a contributor but a major guy when the club's successful, there's a ton to build off of and be excited about with the club.
Yeah, Mason Wynn averaged down now to 299 on the year. Back on April 15th, it was all the way up to 370. So it has dropped off, but in those 10 days, he still has 4 or 5 hits in those 10 days in there. So it's not like it's just completely a cold streak to where, we're talking about him in the same breath as Victor Scott and Jordan Walker. We're just looking at a guy who's probably not going to be a 300 average hitter when he's, 22 years old. That maybe down the line, that's something we can look at. It's just a guy that, you know, if he's hitting 260, 270 this year, I don't think there's many people that would be upset with that.
To me, it's not even necessary to, is he going to hit 300? Is he going to hit 20 homers? Is he going to steal 50 bases? He's a good player. And he's just a kid, and whatever he does, he does. And he's going to be very good. I really enjoy watching him play. And, he's not hitting 150 and going back to Memphis. I'll tell you that.
Kyle Gibson yesterday, 6 innings pitched. He has pitched at least 6 innings in all 5 of his starts so far. The last 2, he's gone 6 innings and only allowed 1 earned run in each of those, has dropped his ERA. His ERA was up to 6.23 after that really bad start against the Marlins, where he still was able to manage to get 6 innings in that one, has dropped it down to 4.35 on the year. And he's, I would say 5 starts in, I'm going to say better than I thought he was going to be going when the Cardinals signed him.
I'm not sure what I thought. He's had 5 starts. 3 have been very good. 2 have been very bad. And if you're the 4th or 5th starter, that's probably about what you expect.
Yeah.
But it is 3 starts. He's been excellent.
Yeah. Three good ones. Yesterday, 5 hits allowed, only 1 earned run, and that was the first batter of the game that scored that run, shut them down after that. So a really, really good outing for him. Cardinals, we'll talk more about it tomorrow, but Cardinals face the Mets this weekend. I think the Mets, I don't know what to think of this Mets team right now. I'm not sure if they're happy with what they look like right now with the record. I don't know if ownership really had an idea of what this team would be this year. There wasn't a whole lot they did in the offseason to really kind of ramp up the roster after the disappointing season in 23. So it's almost like they just kind of threw it out on the table and said, all right, go prove yourself, and then we'll figure things out as the year goes on.
Wow. That's a lot there. I just think Mets fans are always angry, period.
I mean, are they different than Cardinal fans then?
Well, there. Wait a minute. The Mets are two games over 500.
Right.
And their best player, Lindor, has just started hitting. Nimmo has been getting on base, but he hasn't really been hitting either. You know, they've got Alonso, who we all know how good he is, and McNeil is a proven veteran. I think the Mets are okay. I think the Mets are fine.
Do you think there's a contingency of Cardinal fans out there that would be happy if the team was 13-11 right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
of course.
Okay.
Well, the stadium wouldn't be empty.
It wouldn't, but I still think that plenty of Cardinal fans would find things to complain about.
Well, that's because we're all victims, Joe. Have you learned that? Everybody's a victim.
Right. I don't think there's much difference in the team being what are they now? It's 11-14. If they were 13-11 or 14-11, I still don't think there'd be a whole lot different in what we would hear about the team and their playing so far this year.
We're glad people watch and listen to us on Daily Cards Live, but we can't. The only time it really matters is what's happening now with home games and people not showing up.
Right.
That's when it matters. Complaining is complaining. I'm not concerned about that. And the Cardinals probably shouldn't be either. But they should be concerned when people aren't coming through the turnstiles and buying beer and hot dogs. That's when they need to be concerned. That's the complaining that matters.
Rammer, looking at teams that should complain about how they're playing so far this year, I think when you looked at the rosters, I don't think anybody should be surprised that the White Sox are the worst team in baseball. Maybe how bad they really are is more surprising. 3-22 on the season.
I know where you're going here. I know where you're going.
But when you, I don't, do you? I was going to say, when you look at who is second to last in the American League right now, I think that is even more surprising than the White Sox being 3-22.
Joe was talking about the Houston Astros, and yes, they've had injuries, in particular their pitching staff. But when you look at that lineup, they can throw their gloves out on the field and be a 500 club, you would think.
You would think, right now, Framber Valdez, Christian Javier, Jose Eucurdy, and Luis Garcia all are starting pitchers that are on the injured list for the Astros right now. So they are really, really hurting right there. But the offense, though, there really is no excuse for as good as that offense. This is the same offense they had last year.
Yeah. Bregman's come out of the gate slow. They've moved him around in the lineup a little bit to try and get him going. I think they're undervaluing Pena. I think he should be hitting behind Altuve every day. But they're messing around with the lineup, trying to get guys going and try and figure out. But even when you don't have the pitching, and I haven't looked at the injury list on who's coming back and when, but you don't want to dig too big of a hole. That's too good of a lineup just to say, well, our pitching is what it is, boys. Hang in there. I'm sure their fans would like to see them get some help.
And they have a lot of firepower on offense, but the downfall of Jose Abreu and what he has done. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. He really is not that far removed from an MVP season in the American League right now, hitting 0.65 on the year. That's one where you have to have a conversation with yourself if you're still able to play this game or not.
Yeah, and you wonder how that can get that bad. Bregman's had, you know, Bregman might not be as good as he was a couple of years ago, but still, you expect him to be a dangerous hitter. But then you put the two of them, two of your main guys out of your championship teams, playing that poorly, that's a concern. Yeah.
We will bring you a preview of the Mets and Cardinals weekend series tomorrow on Daily Cards Live. Just a quick look at the pitching matchups for the weekend. Miles Michaelis gets the start tomorrow against Jose Buteau of the Mets. On Friday night, on Saturday, you will see, it should be Sonny Gray, right? Sonny Gray pitching for on Yeah, Sonny Gray against Adrian Hauser on Saturday, and on Sunday, a matchup of Lance Lynn against former Cardinal Jose Quintana. So those are your pitching matchups for the weekend. We will talk more about that and give you a look at what the Mets have in their lineup tomorrow on Daily Cards Live. And when we're back here tomorrow, just like today, we'll be brought to you by Munganass St. Louis Acura and Rammer Royal Banks.
Royal Banks of Missouri. It's where better service means better banking. Get on board. If you're looking for a home equity line, a new mortgage, a refi, Royal Banks, I'm sure, has a program that will fit your financial needs. 314-212-1500. Royal Banks, again, where better service means better banking. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
He's Bob Ramsey. I'm Joe Roderick. Talk to you tomorrow right here on Daily Cards Live.